Hello and welcome again to today's episode of the MedCurity Podcast, where we discuss HIPAA compliance and how you and your organization can continue to increase your compliance posture. Today we'll be discussing audits. If you are in the healthcare industry and handle protected health information, audits are a very important topic to be educated around. And understanding HIPAA can be overwhelming, as we know, especially when it comes to audits. But we are here to break it down for you. HIPAA sets the standard for protecting sensitive patient data, and any organization dealing with PHI obviously must ensure that they meet the required security measures. HIPAA audits are initiated by the Office for Civil Rights, OCR, or can arise from a complaint. They assess compliance, identity risks, and ensure patient data protection. So, what gets examined during a HIPAA audit? Let's jump in. First, privacy rule compliance is checked to ensure patients have access to their medical records. Second, security rule compliance is verified to ensure adequate protection of protected health information, both electronically and physically. And third, breach notification compliance is reviewed to ensure proper procedures are in place for notifying patients if their data is compromised. Now, obviously, the thought of an audit is intimidating, but the key is in preparation, which is why we're here talking about it today. We wanted to include a few tips to help you and your organization stay prepared. So, obviously, the big one is regularly reviewing and conducting your HIPAA-required security risk analysis. That looks like reviewing and updating your security measures, conducting internal reviews to catch those potential issues, HIPAA training, so regularly training your employees on HIPAA compliance, as well as staying on top of your risk remediation items. So after you do a security risk analysis, that will expose where you are at risk and what those vulnerability levels are. And so you don't have to be perfect, but what the OCR looks for is progression. And they look to see, are you filling that gap? Are you becoming more compliant over time? And so to expound a little bit, when it comes to reviewing and updating security measures, this can look like your physical security, access controls to PHI and sensitive documents, the storage of said sensitive documents, network security, firewalls, encryptions, passwords, and making sure you run an analysis of your risk whenever there's a big change. So if you get a new EHR or if you start a new facility, things of that nature. And speaking on HIPAA training, this is obviously very vital because your employees or the people that work with you at your organization on the front lines, they're the ones handling PHI. And so maintaining education around the regulations and policies and procedures around that is super important. So what this could and should look like is, you know, regular training sessions. So definitely when new employees join the team, but then annually, at least after that, and just some basics. So at least here at MedCurity, you know, our system, we try to make it interactive and engaging so that it's not just a check the box type of situation, but it also encourages people to actually learn what it is and what they should be doing on a day-to-day basis. And ensuring that this training is tailored to the specific roles and responsibilities. So different employees of different types know their unique situations and obligations around their position. So keeping all of that in mind when it comes around audits is super important and helps you and your organization to be prepared in case of the event of an audit. And most importantly, helps you protect that sensitive patient data in the first place. If you want more information, we've got plenty of articles on our site, or if you would like to speak with us and you have questions or concerns, feel free to reach out. We love helping our viewer base increase their compliance at their organizations. Thanks for tuning in again, and we'll catch you on the next episode.